Appreciate it. You bet. Next item, 7.62, please.
Accept bid of Anderson Environmental Consulting LLC for the City of Portland Fuel Station Replacements Project for $4,078,258.
Thank you. And we have Lester Spittler. Lester, you starting off the conversation today?
Yes.
Great.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you both for being here.
Yes. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, City Council. I'm Lester Spittler, the Chief Procurement Officer. I have Jana here, the project manager for this project. CPO report. So council approved the ordinance 189-158 on September 5th, 2018 to authorize us to competitively solicit for the project. Facility services within the Office of Management and Finance managed this project for Fleet. They had a construction estimate of $5,071,005. The confidence level in that estimate was high. We issued an invitation to bid, and bids came in on July 2nd of 2019. Unfortunately, we only received one bid. We did, however, have six contractors show up at the pre-bid conference. Two of them submitted a pre-qualification. Because of the nature of this work, we required contractors to get pre-qualified before they could submit a bid. So we had six attend the pre-bid, two submit for pre-qualification. And unfortunately, we only had one bid submitted. There was the second contractor who was pre-qualified, submitted his bid late, so he had intended to bid, but he didn't get his bid in on time. So I think that's important information for council to know. Even though we only received one bid, it was a competitive opportunity. We identified an aspirational goal of 20% utilization of certified contractors and suppliers for this project. Anderson Environmental Contracting LLC is a State of Oregon certified service disabled veteran business enterprise. However, we typically don't count the prime contractor's self-performance of work towards our subcontractor goals. So even though the prime is certified, they also identified additional certified subcontractors, and there's a table in the CPO report that shows the subcontractor, their certification, the area of work, the ownership, and the amount of work that they are expected to receive. That certified subcontractor utilization only amounts to 3.11%, but again, the prime contractor is also certified. There's a table in the CPO report that shows the non-certified subcontractors that will perform on the work as well. Anderson Environmental is located in Kelso, Washington. They're in compliance with all of the City of Portland's business tax registration. And with that, we recommend acceptance of this report and authorization of the contract.
Very good. Colleagues, I'll entertain a motion unless there's any further discussion.
I just have a question. In the report to council, which thank you, you've made these really clear for us, it says that Don Hines Truck Sales is DMWESB, but then it says the ownership is Caucasian Male.
That must be a typo. I can get back to you on that. That can't be.
We don't know which way it is.
Right. Well, they can't be a WBE.
I would thought not. That was a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
So my question is: are they not certified, or is that identification of the ownership incorrect?
They are certified. The identification is incorrect in the CPO report. And I can follow up with their specific certification.
Minor detail. I appreciate you giving us all these details so I can nitpick at them.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, that's a good catch, Commissioner. Thank you for that. Any further discussion? Great. I'll just put the obvious statement on the table. I hope the day comes when we don't have to maintain or replace these stations. We're trying, as you know, with our fleets to move towards electric vehicles and alternative fuel sources. And I understand that with some of our larger vehicles, particularly first responder vehicles, we still need to have these facilities, and therefore they have to be up to code, and they have to be safe, and they have to be environmentally sound. But I just want to acknowledge that we want to continue to move towards alternative clean sources of fuel and energy. I vote aye. The report's accepted.
Thank you.
We didn't move or second it.
Oh, I thought somebody moved it. I'm sorry, I apologize. That was the last one. I was reading the wrong thing.
Second.
In retroaction, we have a motion from Commissioner Udaly, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll. I apologize. I think I've ruined the suspense on how I'm voting on this.
Udaly? Fritz?
Thank you for all the work that goes into this and for a nice, succinct presentation. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I'm going to keep you hanging for a couple of minutes here. No, thank you for your hard work on this. I appreciate it. And thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for actually identifying that inconsistency. I think it is important that we get that right for the record, so thank you for that. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thanks for your hard work on this. Appreciate it.